Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
As the world is in the grip of a pandemic, one local man continues to help people of Uganda. Let's go in-depth with Nuper Nunnekoven with Mission Uganda. Nuper, tell us about Mission Uganda.
Mission Uganda started about 2 years ago. It started with math sets, and I had been to Uganda and met this woman named Margaret, and there was a great need for that, and that's how it started. On that first trip, we seen a great need, and from that, we decided to try to raise money to buy some ground and build a building, and we built a mill. And this mill was to create jobs and really produce porridge, which is maize flour or corn turned into flour. That's the main thing that the schools eat, and to sell to supermarkets. And so, and since then, we've done soccer tournaments and still gone to schools, and that's how Mission Uganda started. I am actually the founder. Now, I think four teams have went there, so that's how it started.
Well, and one of the things that caught my attention right away is when you were raising money for math sets, which are the tools that kids need to do math, the protractors and stuff like that, and the uniforms, because if the kids couldn't afford math sets and uniforms and food, they couldn't go to school.
Yeah, exactly. So the uniforms, I seen kids sitting outside the property that could not go to school because they didn't have a uniform. Broke my heart. And I thought that would help raise money along with the math sets. And then the idea of porridge. But I have to be honest, Bob, the biggest impact of everything is the food, because these people are starving. And when we give those bags of porridge to those schools, oh my gosh, the teachers about cry, because they know that every kid's going to get to eat that day. And that's what happened.
Well, and we think we've got it pretty bad here during the pandemic. What's it like over there?
Well, yeah, it is the weirdest thing in the we're experiencing this pandemic, but we don't have it that bad. We can still go get groceries, or we have a storehouse and money in the bank. But in Uganda, Margaret is my African daughter, so she's my contact. She has a whole team there, but she just kept telling me, it's just horrible here. The president shut down the country, like most countries. So now them streets that we see that was just crazy chaos, they're ghost towns. Nothing's going on. Everybody's staying home. And in Uganda, really, they don't have cars. They travel on motorcycles or taxis, so they have no way to get around. The governments, they're helping the people in the big city, Kampala, but the rest of the country not. So the people are just starving. And Margaret kept telling me, oh my gosh, Nuper, it's horrible here. The people are starving. And then what happened? So that's what happened. That's what it's like there.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Nuper Nunnekoven about Mission Uganda. So there's no help for rural people?
No.
Here we've got the well. Indianola has the helping hand. Knoxville has helping hands in the well. And so there's nothing like that there?
Nothing. And the country, the president said, we don't have the means to help you. We're going to help the people in this one big city. The main capital is Kampala. The rest, you're going to have to fend on your own. So that's what happened. And one morning, I was sitting in my office thinking, this sucks. You know, we can't do nothing. The business is quiet. And it's like a voice just said to me, hey, you built a mill, you can feed the starving. And that's how it started.
And so you're raising some more funds to help feed people.
What I'm doing is raising money to buy corn. So we've done that already. We sent the first, we wire money to them. And Maggie and her team, all they went to work finding corn. And we have this mill that, it's a grinder that's in a building, and they have the bags, which, and so we did raise money, and we sent the first installment, and now they are delivering bags of flour. Each family, she told me this morning, they give each family five bags, which is about 100 kilograms, which will feed the whole family for 2 weeks. No, excuse me, for a month, but two meals a day. The people are just so happy. They can't believe that there's people on the other side of the world that care enough about them to help feed them. So, and Maggie went to the government officials, because she had to get permission to travel. Nobody's allowed to travel there. So they got stickers to put on their van, and only three are allowed to be in a van. Then they go to these villages and distribute this food. And the government official, or like the township guy, he's the government guy, he goes with them, and they determine who's the poorest. And so it's orderly. It's just amazing, Bob, what's happened. She's sending back pictures of them delivering the food, and it's just really given us a lot of joy to do this.
Well, one could expect, if people are starving, it not to be orderly.
That's what we worried, that there'd be a riot if they walked, drove into a village and everybody mobbed them. But if you would, they go to the clan leader, and everybody listens to the clan leader. It is orderly. And they're not being attacked on the roads. So, yeah, it's quite something.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Nuper Nunakoven about Mission Uganda. Are there a lot of cases of COVID-19 there?
I don't think too much, no. It don't sound like it's that bad. I mean, a lot of African countries, it's not as bad as other places, and I don't know why, but they're still in a lockdown.
Well, I hear it's just not as bad yet.
Right. Yep.
Right.
They don't have the medical. If it does hit them, oh my gosh, they don't have the means to, for health care like we do, it'd be a disaster.
And so where can people go and learn more about Mission Uganda?
Well, you can go to our website, which is mission2uganda.org. There's a Facebook page, which is actually called Mission Uganda Mukuno. Or if you want to help, we're raising money. Our address is Mission Uganda, 513 Woodlawn Drive, Pella. And what's neat, Bob, is, you know, we can either get all anxiety and down and complaining, and you feel that, or you can turn it into something positive. Well, what can we do to help? And so the team members that have went to Uganda with me, it has really brought a lot of joy to us. It's just a neat story.
It's just so sad that the situation is the way it is, and it must be very hard for the people, you know, giving away the corn.
And you can imagine your kids or your grandchildren starving, and they're crying, they're hungry, and they're literally going out into the jungle looking for sticks to chew on, or a piece of sugar cane, or whatever they can find. We do not realize what this must be like, and Another thing, Bob, is in Uganda, so funny, I mean, the real epidemic is HIV. And so many parents are dying, and then grandpas and grandmas end up having all these kids. There's grandpa and grandmas that have 15 kids in their hut. Kids are dead, and these folks are old, and I just can't imagine what that's like and how to feed these kids. So, you know, our people would think, I mean, porridge, it's not even as good as oatmeal, but that is what they love to eat. I mean, it's the main thing they eat. They boil water, you know, in a pot and make this porridge, and it's what they're eating. So,
well, and then at least they have the mill where they can grind the corn.
Well, that's what's so this mill, it wasn't the original plan of Mission Uganda, but one of the team members, he's a farmer from Sali, said this is just unacceptable. And we wanted to raise pig food to help get businesses going so people could, you know, raise income themselves. And then it developed into making this maize flour, which we're selling to supermarkets because we wanted to try to create jobs. But what was so interesting to me was we had this all in place, and now we can put the mill to work. And the mill, Maggie's team called Golden Heart, they're running that thing 24 hours a day. The people are just working. They sleep at the mill and everything, and then deliver the food in the day. And it's two teams. I mean, we're trying to raise money here, but they're doing the work. And like today, they took a whole bunch of bags and took it to the lake, Lake Victoria. And there's people that live on these islands out in the Lake Victoria. They are just horribly poor, and they loaded a whole bunch of porridge on a boat to take to these people. So,
well, what else would you like to share today, Nooper?
I just want to encourage people that, yeah, this COVID-19, we've never seen anything like this, and I think for myself, instead of just worrying about and things that I really can't do anything about, we are doing something to help the poor. And it's really given us a sense of joy, really, to show these people compassion.
Where will people find your website so they can contribute if they'd like to?
Yep, Mission to Uganda. And mission2uganda.org. That's our website. And there's lots of blogs. Like, if they would go there and hit the blog, they're going to see pictures of the distribution of the mill, of the team. And you can donate online if you'd like, or write a check to our addresses on that too. So,
well, thanks for doing this.
Well, thank you for inviting me to share with you. That's wonderful. It's an awesome story. It really is. And you know, I happen to be involved in Uganda, but this is going on in all the third world countries, I'm sure, of poverty-stricken countries. It's this epidemic is way worse for them because their income. I mean, those people live day to day. They might have a job, they make a little money, buy a little food. They don't have savings accounts or stored up food. I think that's the way it is in most poverty-stricken countries, third world.
Thanks to Nooper Nanakoven for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.